Much of the Spruces Mobile Home Park in Williamstown was flooded and destroyed by the remnants of Hurricane Irene in August of 2011. A community of more than 200 habitable mobile homes was reduced to only 65, and many of the low-income elderly and retired residents were forced to relocate. Many damaged homes still remain unoccupied. Last week, the town of Williamstown received more than $6 million from FEMA through a hazard mitigation grant to purchase the damaged park from current owners Morgan Management, demolish the remaining structures, relocate the residents, and build new replacement housing on another site in town. Town manager Peter Follin said that the destruction of the spruces proves that building new housing is a must because Williamstown has become a more difficult place for lower-income families to find suitable housing.
So the town has gotten more and more wealthy, more and more dear, and harder for working people and retired people on limited incomes to live here.
And while many see the need for more housing, the issue remains on where it's to be located. The town has considered building on 10 acres of land owned by the town since 1955. However, the land, known as the Lowry property, has been under conservation restrictions since 1987. Groups including the Friends of Williamstown Conservation Lands oppose development on land they'd like to see protected. And a position statement taken by the town's Agricultural Commission posted online says that developing the Lowry property for housing would result in a net loss of farmland for Williamstown. But Catherine Yamamoto, chair of the town's Affordable Housing Committee, supports the plan to develop the Lowry property, which she said is the most suitable place in Williamstown to develop, given its location. Yamamoto said that the residents of Williamstown are at a crossroads on deciding the future direction of the town.
We have the opportunity as a town to create a new community that will allow people of more limited means to live in town. And the town has to decide, the residents of this town have to decide if that is something they want or it's something they do not want.
A special town meeting will be held this month for community residents to vote on what course of action the town will take next. But town manager Peter Follin said a formal plan hasn't yet been drafted for residents to vote on.
Well, we were only notified formally of the grant 6 days ago, and there won't be a formal plan available for people to thoughtfully discuss on April 24th.
And even residents of the Spruces Park itself are divided on relocation. Lucy Sherrill is a member of Save the Spruces, a coalition of residents who'd like to remain in the park.
We would like to resolve some of the water problems, flood mitigation. We would like to remain a viable community. We are already a community of rather low-income housing, which is available to the town of Williamstown. We would like to stabilize and expand this community and have it remain a vital part of the town of Williamstown.
But others remaining, including Carol Zingarelli, said she supports the town's plan to relocate its residents.
And I believe they've done the right thing for us here, knowing that the owners of this park, you know, want to close it, and they're in dire straits as far as being able to run it profitably, and so I am 100% behind it at this point.
The special town meeting that will allow voters to determine the future for the development on the conservation-restricted Lowry property and also other properties will be held on April 24th at 7:30 p.m. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.